Welcome to the USA Hockey Magazine podcast, the voice of hockey in America, with your host, Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine.
Welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Today we're talking to Bob Corkum, the head coach of the U.S. Women's National Team that is competing at the Four Nations Cup in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. The U.S. is getting ready to go on its first game. Hey, Bob, thanks a lot for taking the time with us today.
Well, thanks for having me, Harry.
Hey, Bob, can you talk a little bit about how you first got involved with the women's team and with the women's program?
Sure. I got a call from Reagan asking if I'd be interested in getting involved a little bit, seeing what the women's side of the sport was all about. I did so. I went to a festival in Lake Placid, and then I assisted Joel Johnson on a U-22 team that played a series against Canada in Calgary. So it was really through Reagan just to get me involved to see if I enjoyed the women's side of it. And come to find out, I do immensely. They're very skilled. They're very dedicated. They listen extremely well, which is something that I'm not quite used to working on the men's side a lot of times, especially the younger players. So that was good for me. But it's been a pleasure.
Now you have a long-standing relationship with USA Hockey. You've worked player development camps. I know you worked a Hlinka tournament one time. Did that have any bearing on your decision to accept this position?
I think, yes, it did. I think USA Hockey, the whole organization in general, has been very good to me. I've tried to drop what I'm doing and help when asked to participate in the select camps on the boys' side, which I've done for probably close to 15 years. I was fortunate enough to coach the Hlinka team. We won a silver medal in Ann Arbor, and we won gold in that. So I've been around the USA Hockey side of things, mostly on the male side, but anytime USA Hockey has something for me to do, I'm more than happy to jump at the chance.
That's fantastic. So Bob, you played in the NHL a long time, and obviously you've played for a lot of coaches. How do you think you've taken some of what you've learned from all those different coaches and melded that into your own kind of style?
You know, I did play quite a while in the NHL, and I got traded a lot, so I had a lot of coaches. But the big thing is that people just want to be treated with respect. They want to be taught and develop, and they just want honest, fair communication. I think if you have those things and implement a good game strategy, then things will take care of themselves.
Is there any one particular coach that that maybe you played for over your long career that maybe you've tried to mirror your style at, or do you think is more reflective of your style?
Sure. Well, I really enjoyed John Tortorella. Actually, I had him as an assistant coach in Buffalo and an assistant coach in Phoenix. And he was hard on us, and I appreciated that kind of coach. I always wanted to know where I stood. If I was good, I wanted to know I was good. If I was terrible, I wanted to know I was terrible. And I just really appreciate that honest communication. So I think I've taken some of that from John Tortorella. Jim Schoenfeld, who was a coach I had in Phoenix, I really enjoyed his demeanor with the players. He treated the players like professionals and gave us, you know, the freedom to get ourselves ready as far as dinners out with the guys and stuff. He was very team-oriented, team-bonding-oriented, and I think that's very important at this level as well.
Oh, no doubt. So, Bob, before you took this position, did you talk with any other coaches about maybe what to expect with coaching women? I know you played a very short amount of time with Kevin Dineen in Philadelphia and then he went on to coach the Canadian women at the Olympics. But is there anybody that maybe you kind of rang up and just to get some of their thoughts?
Not really. You know, I've had a lot of people call me and offer their advice, and it's been pretty much what I've learned on my own, and that is that the women are extremely dedicated, work extremely hard, and listen, and they go up.
You mentioned that a little bit earlier that you thought one of the bigger differences is that these women are extremely eager to learn. They listen very well, and that must be a real refreshing thing for you.
Playing a lot on Joel Johnson, who has an extensive relationship with all these women, along with Brian Pothier and Mark Crowell. And so it's a collective effort here, and we're always learning, and we're always trying to raise the bar. Obviously, the women's is at the top of the women's hockey program is at the top of the mountain right now, and we intend to stay there. We're going to do everything in our power to make sure that we're there at the end of the day.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of that, I wanted to just ask you real quick. It may be kind of hard for you to gauge, but how do you think winning an Olympic gold medal has helped this team's confidence as it prepares for the Four Nations?
I just think it's a culmination of all their hard work over the last 8 years, really, that Reagan began, and she developed a culture along with the women and all the other people involved, all the people that have their hand in it. But the culture was there. They realized their dream after, 8 years of 4 years for some of them, 2 years for some of them, but they got there. You know, that's what it's all about. And to be able to show up to a pre-camp in the first year of a quad in Chicago and still have the enthusiasm and the fire that these women have, it just blows my mind away. There's no complacency that I've seen at this point. They're always eager to learn and believe, and it's just great to be around. It's very it's easy for a coach to be appreciated in an environment like this.
Oh, absolutely. So if I could count correctly, I think there's 16 members of that Olympic squad who are returning for this team. How has the interaction been between those veterans and some of the newcomers?
Oh, it's seamless. It really is. That's part of the culture. The younger girls come in and they're taken immediately under the wing by the older veterans, and this is the way we do things here. And it's not even something that's being pushed so much by the coaching staff. It's just part of the fabric that's made up USA Hockey at this point, women's hockey.
Absolutely. Yeah, it seems like that culture has been worked on a long time and is really bearing fruit. But I wanted to ask you, Bob, real quick, is how challenging has it been to put aside some of the distractions of the recent news, the recent events involving the team leadership, and just focus on moving forward?
For me, it's been pretty easy, to be honest with you, because with my experience of being traded, and certainly when I was during my playing days, GMs are getting fired, coaches are getting fired. You just kind of understand when you get to the high levels that's usually hired to be fired, same with the GMs. So personally, I feel for Reagan, and she's obviously moving on to a different direction, and she's left us in a wonderful spot. The girls, I don't think, have missed a beat. You know, they realize it's a business, and at this point, and they just want to show up and work hard.
Absolutely. And then my last thing, Bob, is I know it's a little early in the process, but do you have any idea or any hopes of where you hope, where you'd like the future to take you, especially as it pertains to the women's program?
I would like to stay on board right through if it works for both sides. You know, we're early into this thing, and we're just taking one day at a time right now, one tournament at a time, and I'm getting to know the women and the whole side of the women's hockey.
Absolutely. Well, Bob, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to us, and I wish you and the team nothing but the best of success at the Four Nations and as you move forward in this process.
Thank you very much, Harry. Have a good day.
All right, take care. Thanks a lot.
All right, bye-bye.
That's it for another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time.
You've been listening to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast, produced by Norman Hayward and Jeff Carpenter. Be sure to follow us on usahockeymagazine.com, as well as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thanks for listening.